The Senate Commerce Committee votes today on whether to subpoena former Enron chief executive and board chairman Kenneth Lay. He backed out of testifying yesterday about the dramatic collapse of his company. Another subpoena for Lay is coming from the House Financial Services Committee, where he had agreed to testify at a subcommittee hearing. With Lay absent, the subcommittee still got an idea of what went wrong with Enron. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Lay's lawyer had said he and Lay listened to members of Congress make inflammatory statements on Sunday, and they concluded the hearings would be prosecutorial. Lawmakers were still making those kinds of statements on Monday. At the House hearing, Connecticut Republican Chris Shays said he'd read the new report from an investigative committee of Enron's board of directors, and it blew his mind. New York Democrat Gary Ackerman said Enron had committed absolute world-class thievery. The head of the investigating committee is William Powers, Jr. He's dean of the University of Texas Law School. He walked the House panel through some of the individual wrongdoing alleged in the report.
But finally, we found something more troubling than those individual instances of misconduct or failure to follow accounting rules. We found a systematic and pervasive attempt by Enron's management to misrepresent the company's financial condition.
Powers said Enron management used off-the-books partnerships with no real financial backing, and the board of directors knew it.
Everyone understood that the company was seeking to offset its investment losses with its own stock. That's not the way it's supposed to work.
Powers' statement left the subcommittee chairman, Louisiana Republican Richard Baker, at a loss for words.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm not sure that's the appropriate response. I think your report has been one of the most disturbing things I've ever had the misfortune to read. I have never seen such an example of corporate collusion that your report paints.
This single hearing shows how many friends Enron has lost in Washington. Texas Democrats Ken Benson and Sheila Jackson Lee got more money from Enron sources than any other members of the House. Benson said Lay had a lame excuse for not testifying. Jackson Lee took the side of Enron employees who've lost their jobs and their retirement savings. She said Congress needs to pass new laws to prevent another Enron from happening. Besides Powers, the only other witness was Harvey Pitt, now chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, a few years ago a leader of the accounting industry's lobbying campaign to head off tighter regulation. He told the panel that ordinary Americans have to be protected.
They have no lobby, no trade associations. Their interests are and must be paramount, and I am appalled at what happened to them as a result of Enron's collapse.
With some out-of-work Enron employees and the Reverend Jesse Jackson in the audience, several lawmakers asked Pitt the question that makes Congress and Wall Street sweat. Are there more Enrons out there? Pitt wasn't comforting. He said the system can be gamed and has been vulnerable for a long time.
At the present time, no one can give you the assurance that you seek.
Lawmakers also quizzed Pitt about protections for corporate 401k retirement plans. It's the Labor Department, not the SEC, that regulates 401ks. But Congress sees this as the one Enron issue most likely to affect the midterm elections. So it will be examined further as the Enron hearings continue today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.